Welcome back, and joining me today is Nowanna Ironman head basketball coach Gary Hollinshed. And coach took on Pawhuska in the first round of your own tournament, and boy, it was a knockdown, drag out type of a ball game. It ended up being victorious for you guys.
Any victory is good. Our kids fought through some adversity in that game. We had things go wrong for us, and you know, a little more turnovers than we normally have. Didn't shoot the ball as well as we can and have in the past, but they stayed, just stuck together and found a way to win. And that's something you can't practice, you can't coach. You just got to be ready to do it when that opportunity comes, and it'll help us in the future. We'll know how to close out a game now.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is the closest game you've had all year. This is your third game of the year, and this by far, I'm sure, was your first test to figure out to play a close game like that.
Yeah, we practice those situations. You put your time on the clock, and you're down 2 with 3 minutes, or you're up 4 with a couple minutes, but it's not the same. Once you get the officials on the floor and the crowd going, it makes a difference, and it was good for us. It was good to come out with a win. It was good to have kids step up. I think we played Chelsea. I think Zach stepped up and made a difference in the game. We were playing Dewey. I think Cody and Mike and Zen all just kind of combined and clicked and stepped up together. And I think tonight that Jacob, who's comes off that bench to play for us big minutes, and I really think if we had an MVP, it would have been him tonight, because he's stepped up and made the big plays that turned the game for us.
As a matter of fact, I think he had 11 points tonight.
That's a lot. That's a lot for Jacob. He knows that when he gets the ball low, we expect him to score and not pass it. But at the same time, those opportunities don't come a lot. And he's really impressed me this year, more so than any year that I've had him. He's played since he was a freshman. Had a varsity jersey since he was a freshman. Got to play a lot for us last year. He's playing a lot for us this year. But I think he likes that role of being a leader, you know, coming in as that sixth man off the bench for us and being able to step in and just kind of fill that big man spot that we don't have, as far as probably one of our biggest weaknesses is having a good, true post player. And he comes in and has been able to really perform and really step up.
Play Lincoln Christian on Thursday, and they're a pretty tough little ball club.
They are. They're a state tournament team, not just last year, but if you wanted me to pick the state tournament's teams this year, I think two of them are playing on our tournament, and I think Lincoln and Sperry are both going to go, and I think that Lincoln's new style and new approach to the game makes them, you know, it's as close to Sperry as you can get. And at the same time, they're going to have longer and better athletes. And they rely on you turning it over. So it's going to be a big key for us to keep control of the game and not let them take control of the game. It's going to be fun. It's a big chance for us to step up. And I would think this first time all year that we're going to be the underdog going in. And I think our kids like that better than having that pressure on their shoulders.
Well, Coach, hopefully we can get a win against Lincoln Christian and go to the finals on Saturday. Coach, we appreciate you visiting with us today, and best of luck to you for the rest of the week.
I appreciate it. Thank you.